Louise.
Well, I wanted to ask the question, but I also want to follow up on when we do get the interdivisional report. Ben Garcia had initially said we were going to get it on the 20th. Okay, maybe we can get it in 2 weeks. My question to the board before I ask my own questions is, maybe not right now, but afterwards, we've got to figure out, once we get that report in 2 weeks, what do we do next to look at it? I have some suggestions that I'll make to the board at that time. Okay, my question to you as the CFO is, and talking about penthouses, I want to know who paid for the New York PMB? Was it the national office or was it WBAI? And how much did it cost as the CFO? I want to know that. And the second thing is you mentioned legal expenses and that a lot of the attorneys, the law firms didn't have documentation, so you were able to write it off. So I want to know what is the accounting of legal at this time, what's left, who doesn't have documentation or who does, and what's the timetable to pay off the people who do have the documentation.
Yeah, I'd like
you don't have to give me the firms, their names. I just want to know, because what you did is you brought up something. You said that a lot of those firms didn't get paid because they didn't have documentation.
Yeah, that's right. They were dubious.
Hmm? He already said it.
Well, the three parts are documentation for current legal when we're paid. Yes, that's available. Okay, so just give me a buzz, go over it. The other issue around the total cost, of course, in the financials from that period, $54,000. And there's detail around it. The most of it came from the National Office budget for board expenses, which is detailed in the financials, too. There's a special section on board expenses in the financials, and it details what the meeting cost. Some of it was paid by the stations pay for the GM's travel, but most of it comes out of Central Services budget for National Office. So, Betty.
I'm from WBAI. First of all, again, you know, the discussion of the move. WBAI, there has been a financial impact statement by real estate people that are friends and on the finance committee at, in New York. I think we have about 7 years left on our lease. Breaking the lease would mean finding a tenant and I think paying a lot more. There is no way to get out of moving WBAI for costing less than we are going to pay for being there until the lease is broken, and I think it's going to be more. I don't know why we keep bringing this up. Also, you know, there's nothing we can do about the transmitter. The transmitter is $250,000 sitting up there. We're in New York City. I don't think that's going to change. The $250,000 for the rent, you say, well, it's $250,000. Well, if we move, is it going to be free rent? So it's not $250,000. I mean, it's going to cost us $100,000, $150,000 to be someplace else. So you're really talking about a difference of $100,000, $150,000. That is not the problem of our deficit at WBAI or the lack of money that we're not making. Our last fundraiser went 26 days and we were averaging $19,000 a day. That's the state of WBAI. We fundraised already 72 days this year. All right? So there's a problem. It's not about, you know, we're going to be fundraising around 100 days this year in order to make the money. So I think we really have to quit looking at this expense of the rent here that there's nothing we can do about and try to figure out why we're not raising more than, not even $20,000 a day right now. And that's, I think, really what we have to look at. It's improper to blame the rent when, you know, WBAI is in this huge market. and we can't raise $20,000 a day. Someone has to look at, I think, someone has to look at the programming. I really think that's what a radio station is doing. And until we look at that, you know, it doesn't really matter how much we're making. And we do have to look in the finances as inspecting the books, and we have to go further with that. You know, hopefully there will be able to be a report to the public about what was found. At this moment, we cannot discuss these things. We don't really know what we can discuss, and we are not finished figuring it out. But, you know, there's a lot of questions here. It's not the rent. It's the programming.
We allocated an hour. We've now an hour and 12 minutes. What is your pleasure? Yes, William?
I guess I'm the only one who wants to speak, so okay. I'd extend for 5 minutes, but that's my motion.
Extend for 5 minutes.
Give me the 5 minutes.
All right, I'll be quick.
Yeah.
We were supposed to talk about development. I don't know if that's going to happen, but I'd like to know what the status is of each of the development departments, and I'd like a report from each of the development directors at the next meeting, and if there isn't a director, whoever is delegated, because we've been talking about development for a year and a half now, and I still am unclear about what happens in development other than what happens at my station, and I'd like to see how... I'd like to know why there's feedback. But I'd like to also see how that coordinates with what National is doing. So I'd like to know what our national development plan is. One. Two, I appreciate your report, and I understand the duress that we're all under here. But if I were just a member, and I wasn't a part of the day-to-day politics, and I wasn't one of the members here, but just a member out at large, I'd be worried about this report. Because for someone who's not involved with the day-to-day politics of the organization, it looks like a cop-out. And I know that it's not. And I know that I understand the different fronts that we're all on, but I'm still at a loss of understanding how I can be helpful with the financial solvency of this organization just from being an officer here. And it's just, I'd like to know... I know that it's difficult with the problems that we're having, but just make a note of that. I don't know how to sum it up anymore.
Lonnie.
You want me to answer? Sure.
Yeah.
Oh, how can we help? How can you help with the finances of Pacifica? Oh, boy, that's a good question. No one's ever asked that question since I've been here. All right. That's a good question. What sort of help is needed in the finance area? Aside from on-air fundraising and some stations that do special events, the thousands of volunteers that we have, members of the board we have, all of the networking that's implicit in our numbers, it's pitiful that we don't and have not reached out to all the other progressive organizations and brought fundraising to the fore. How much money did we raise at the board? How much money... have the volunteers, and God bless them, they're already volunteering and they're already giving that way. There's a lot of in-kind there. When you ask for help in finances, people have to feel that the effort they're going to make out there with those strangers you just talked about, that they're going to be able to communicate good feeling and make that effort. So the internal fighting costs us in terms of fundraising because there's a hesitancy to put yourself out for Pacifica with your friends and consultants and whatnot, because maybe you don't feel like you want to. You don't feel that supportive of Pacifica. And maybe you do. But it's not showing up. It's not showing up that wide base of corridor support with friends, neighbors, family, coworkers. So that's one reason I believe that's the case. If I'm a listener, that same listener, I may have an opinion about the infighting at Pacifica. I know friends that I did it before I came here. They said, you're at Pacifica? I said, yes. And they said, boy, they know more details about this place than I would have ever guessed, you know. So, to make a long story short, we have to be willing to work to make Pacifica a priority without the people we know, and to elicit their support, their help, and involve them in the network, and that includes fundraising. Not as much of that's going on as needs to be.
One more.
And the development thing, I hope it's noted for the next. Do I need to write a motion?
No. Zarina?
Sorry, I don't know.
I think
Zarina,
that's
Zarina?
Oh, I thought that was the one. No?
No.
So go ahead.
Zarina Shakir from WPFW. We had already put development and fundraising attached to the CFO report as a motion. So why we are getting ready to almost bypass that, I don't know. But let me just say, I'll be as brief as possible. Development and fundraising have come up on a national level. So, in fact, when we were in Los Angeles, one of the things that was brought up was the possibility of having a national development. It turned out it wasn't going to be a committee, but a task force. But the reality is that just as important as coordinating governance, programming, audit, national COI, election, finance, personnel, and all the rest of those is the need for development and fundraising. Because without, and as I stated it in Los Angeles, without money, the station is not going to operate. I don't care what your intentions are, how great you think your ideas and your opinions are, how far to the left, how far to the right, where you are in the middle of life. The reality is most things operate in this society with money. And I'm not a capitalist in that sense. But the reality is for us to have come here from whatever part of the country we are part of, it took money to get us here, to be in this room, and so forth and so on. So I'm not going to belabor the point. What I would like to find out is how many people on the local level and the national level are interested in being a part of development and fundraising. Because to keep these things going, you won't need a finance committee if you don't have any money. And all the rest of these committees that you may glorify or think are so very important, and they are. But I sit back and I listen and I hear what a lot of people are saying. And can I just say that with the listeners, a lot of what you're saying is what I felt and became a part of the board. You can either be on the inside or the outside. You can whine about it or you can do something about it. And my feeling is, I'm an action person, and I'm interested in moving forward, even if it's just an inch. So I would like to see where we can do some major fundraising. One of the ideas that has come up is the possibility of doing a live broadcast that would include the five stations around the country, and all of them would be operating one day to not pledge driving. I'm not talking about giving away premiums. We're talking about getting some live audiences and people involved where they may feel that, well, we can have, it could be a concert, it could be political, it could be whatever is decided by not just the PMB, but by the LSB and by the listeners around the country. I've offered to work with Phil on some things. And yes, we do need to get all the development directors who are at each station. I'd like to ask everyone, how many of you know the name of your development director at your station? Oh, 10 people. You didn't know you had one? Maybe that's why you all are in trouble. I would like to... Well, then that's why things aren't developing, maybe. So what I would say is I'll have a sheet, and you can sign your name and phone number and your email address, and I will be glad to be in touch, and we can start strategizing so that before this year is out, we don't have to say, well, we didn't do anything again this year. I'm not trying to be on this board another year with nothing being done. and you heard it here, and it's streaming out so everybody else can hear what I'm saying. And I just want people to know we had a film, a DVD that we wanted to show that was just an example, 12 minutes, of something that we could show nationally and hopefully get people in different stations involved from $1, $5, $10, how much they want to contribute. We're not trying to tax people at $150 for everything. And I'm not saying that there's anything wrong with that with people who can afford it. But some people can't. But they don't mind giving $5. If 20 people give $5, that's $100. So let's see how that works. Now, I'm not sure if we're going to run this video.
Ray, and then Dave, and then then Donna.
I'd like to say for WBAI, though, that it is not really the way it is being portrayed in many ways. I mean, for one thing, I'm speaking to the Center of Constitutional Rights, and they're having serious problem raising money. They're doing as good a job as they've ever done before. And I would argue that the programming at BAI is not very different from when we had a record fundraising. Now, I do have a problem also with some of the programming style and the way things are done at BAI. But I'm not into development as such, but I think that our challenge is to, we have 100,000 listeners. We've increased our listenership, by the way. So we have to increase it much more and make sure that the people who pay are becoming members. That's the challenge. Now, I understand, I know we have lost about 8 to 10,000 people, but we also have gained 8 to 10,000 new members. And I would say, I will agree with Spidey that the solution is not moving out, clearly is not available to us. But I understand also that people have called either directly or indirectly for a boycott of the station, and that is part of the problem. People have been told not to give money or to give a minimum, only to pay $25 when it's time for an election. And I'm sorry that it is working. Now, I hope that issues that are forcing people to do so, or think they have to do so, can be resolved. Meanwhile, to me, though, the main challenge, while we're making change in programming, is to reach to the communities. We have an incredible pool outside of WBAI. Waiting for that message, somebody said that earlier yesterday, that it is demonstrated that there are people starving for that information. And we've been stumbling over each other. We have a fairly dynamic committee at WBAI Outreach. And I'm sorry to say, there's only one individual at the station. And I would say that there's a lot of improvement that can be done. And to me, that is part of the way to move forward.
Okay, point of
Dave,
order?
Yeah.
Because I know we put development and fundraising on the agenda. I'm wondering I'm wondering who wanted it on the agenda and if they're prepared to present something to back that up. I appreciate the comments by our directors, but since it's on the agenda and someone put it on the agenda, oh, you did. Okay, so you gave your presentation.
Yeah.
So is there a motion that you wanted to make?
I just passed you a motion that William sent.
Is this the motion for the development?
I have no idea. He just brought it up and gave it to me.
Why don't I show it to Serena? We'll see.
Yeah. In the meantime, yeah.
All I'm saying is that if we are going to move forward, particularly outside of just the pledge drives and working with development, I was suggesting I will get a sheet of paper and take names and numbers of people who are here and people who are on the board who want to. I mean, I know that we are all stretched. We have so many committees. I don't know how anybody is able to do anything productively, but we do need to look at how we are going to raise money outside of just pledge drives. And we do things, each station does different kinds of events, but there also has to be something, I believe, on a national level outside of just the pledge drives with the premiums that we offer.
Dave?
Yeah.
Bob?
Just a couple of quick things. One of the things when you go to high donors is you really need to know when you make a representation to them about what's going to be done with the money, that it's really going to happen, and you have to have some idea of it. So I don't think we should form another committee. I just invite the development staff at the stations to contact their boards and make requests and meet with them so that those things can be developed. We're trying to do that somewhat at KPFK. I know our LSB members participate regularly in the fundraising events around town. It just is, you know, doing the work and getting the word out and doing other kinds of things. But we really do need to have some work in the area of when we go to represent the foundation, what can we represent? And I think that has to come from the staff side. I would recommend that rather than trying to form yet another committee, we just make ourselves available to the development staff to make requests of us. I know that the national office is doing a great number of mail drops and other things like that to raise funds, but we, as a board member, I have yet to be approached by staff other than Sue Welsh, our local development director, who has requested that we meet with them. But, you know, I don't know if that's something Phil's got some ideas. So we know what we can go out there and say and pitch and all the rest when we do go to people, because there are certainly resources I'm sure all of us have for that, but in the dark it's very hard to do.
Bob and Marty?
I just want to get back to Zarina's and a couple other people's references to the development directors at each station. WBAI doesn't have a development director. It was proposed by the general manager for this fiscal year's budget, but it was rejected along with some other things in the budget reduction that the national board did last year, which is a whole separate issue as to why that happened and whether it was good or bad, but it happened. So there is no one. And from the way things are looking, and this isn't based on any inside information because I haven't seen the budget yet either, it seems very unlikely that there's going to be any kind of money. As Lonnie's presentation suggested, we'll be doing well if we can just keep the current staff that we have. And that's really unfortunate because the development director could do some really remarkable things. And maybe we and perhaps other stations should look into the question of consultants who can be engaged on a basis of what they can bring in, of, you know, some percentage arrangement or whatever. I know there's legal issues around that, so whatever is legal in a way that's not going to incur expense up front. But what I'd like to ask Lonnie is, what is the current status of development directors at the other four stations and at the national office? I know briefly there was someone at national, but now there's not. Is that because of the national board didn't budget for it or for some other reason?
There's a development director at most of the other stations, at K, at T, at W. I think I is the only one without a development director. And the national office, we have Phil Acegueda, who was for many years development director at A, and he's been leading us in the development at the national office for the stuff that we've been doing. So he is, and he's been assisting the other development directors. He's been assisting I, as you know, imparting some of the knowledge that he has about how to get fulfillment rates up.
Okay, Steve?
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I think there's a huge untapped reservoir of money out there that could be available to Pacifica in ways that would come other than mass mailings. And I say this because of our experience at KGNU, where we had really focused on small donors, many small donors making up our operating budget, and had not really looked at capital fundraising. And what we found when we had a cohesive project and a compelling presenter was that we could raise a massive amount of money in a very short time. And I think that potential is here for Pacifica in even larger dollar figures and depth and breadth. And we are going to miss the boat if we don't act soon to do some of this. And I'm talking about the difficult and scary and fraught with political questions prospect of going to major donors, people who have large amounts of money, who can afford to give gifts in the range of, you know, six figures. That's the way you build an endowment, and that's the way you do a major project, and those folks are out there. And they are... I concur with Zarina in every way. We really need to start thinking about that. And I also agree with Dave that you you know, the organization has to be stronger and more stable before it can be really effective. But there are very good-hearted people who want to support this organization if asked and if we have our trip together.
Steve?
I just wanted to follow on that and suggest that I think what we need is some coordination with the fundraising effort. I think everybody wants to raise funds, and everybody's interested in working hard to do it. But it's a very big organization with a lot of people involved. I think the very issue of fundraising is complicated. You have to acknowledge that developing a donor base is a matter of years. You have to get people to listen, and they have to listen long enough to where they really value what they're listening to, and they have to get to a point where they start contributing. And that really, you know, if you read the development literature, takes years. So we have to separate the things we can do immediately, like cost cutting, from the things that will take us longer to accomplish. And also we have to go to other sources of revenue, some of which might be quicker. But I think that the board could probably do the best at this task by getting somebody in the ED position who has the skills necessary to develop a strategic plan for fundraising, so that when the national office is fundraising, it's not stepping on the feet of the local stations or the affiliates, and that there is a comprehensive plan in place that we can build off of the strengths of our local stations and the affiliates in conjunction with the national office and really do a much better job. The untapped potential is just enormous. If you look at what small community stations in poor areas have been able to accomplish, and it's because the mission, the message is pretty clear and simple, and people can respond to it. Our message is pretty complicated to understand, and it's coming at folks from a lot of different directions. I think the best thing we could do is hire an ED who knows what to do and get them started doing it.
Yes?
Time. I did a bad thing. I extended for 5 minutes and I left the room. It's been 15 now.
Yes. No, it's been more than that. We committed ourselves to an hour. We're now an hour and 32 minutes.
Can we move the agenda?
And
please?
We're going to move the agenda.
So I have a motion, but it never was read.
I know. I gave it to the secretary.
Okay.